We want to welcome pro angler and model Brooke Thomas to the Outpost today. Brooke, what is a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
I have no idea.
Well, everywhere I look, I see you with a big fish. What is this? I mean, how did you get involved in modeling and professional fishing?
Oh, well, this is a long story, but basically I started out modeling probably when I was about 18, just doing some local modeling for different companies and started posting a lot of pictures of my fishing. And somehow over time, everything kind of got mixed together. I mean, I would always post a lot of fishing pictures, and then I had companies contact me. You know, they obviously saw that my real passion was fishing, so they contacted me, and I started doing a couple shoots for them, and that's how the two kind of got mixed together.
That's good. Well, that's combining the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So what are your favorite types of fishing? Saltwater, freshwater? Which do you like both equally?
I love both, obviously, but if I had to pick a favorite, it would definitely have to be freshwater. I love bass fishing. That's my favorite kind of fishing. Mostly because I like the challenge of it, and I like, you know, how easily accessible it is. I guess from where I live, I can do it whenever, and it's a little bit harder for me to get out to the ocean.
Yeah. So where do you live? You live in Central Florida, or do you live?
I live in the Orlando area.
Oh yeah, okay, that does make sense.
Yeah, Florida.
So when you go bass fishing, what do you use? Give us a tip or two. What's the best kind of lure used for Central Florida bass fishing?
Hey, no, I can't give all my.
Oh, you can't give away your tricks? Come on. We got people wanting to know this stuff.
Spinnerbait. I mean, I love spinnerbait. It just depends on the lake. I mean, every lake is going to have something that's the best to use in that particular lake. But I'd say that or watermelon seed trick worms. Those will always get them around here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, if anybody wants to find you, how would they find you on, say, Facebook?
My Facebook is www.facebook.com/BrookeMThomas. That's how you would find my page.
Cool. And I highly recommend this to everybody, particularly if you're into fishing and beautiful women, that is a good Facebook page to go to. And speaking of which, is it an advantage or a disadvantage? I know you're a professional fisher, you're a professional angler. Is there an advantage or disadvantage of being good looking?
I would have to say it has its pros and its cons. There's always going to be those people that don't take you seriously because of how you look, or, you know, I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of doubt there, especially when you post a photo and people see that you're skinny or you look young or you look a certain way. And there's always a stereotype that kind of goes along with that. But, I mean, I spend a lot of my time trying to break the stereotype. And then I would say, I mean, it has its advantages as well. It does. I mean, for promotional opportunities, it has an advantage. But, I mean, I'd say mostly a lot of people don't take me seriously just by looking at me. I mean, once you meet me, I'd say it's a different story.
Yeah. Well, so what is a typical day? You're a professional angler. You're a full-time model. What's a typical day look like for Brooke Thomas?
Well, I actually work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, so that's what I do. I sell insurance, actually, and that's pretty much what I do. And then every weekend, I'm fishing every chance I get in the afternoon when I get off or in the weekends. I always try to make time for it.
But the plan is to be eventually moved to being full-time either right. Model or fisherman. Now, is there a whole league of a female fishermen? Or I don't know that the Bass Elite, does that have a female and a male version?
I don't think it does. I think it's kind of combined together. There's not two separate categories. The goal would be to be fishing full time. I wouldn't really say modeling would be my career path of choice, but Yeah, we'll get there someday.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're on the way. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about what you're doing is we have noticed that there's a big influence, a big influx of young women who are taking up outdoor sports, whether it be fishing or hunting. I mean, this is the fastest growing category of outdoor sports is the female demographic. So why do you think that is? You obviously are someone who has jumped on the bandwagon, and other women are doing the same thing. Why do you think that is?
Actually, you know, us girls, we do like to fish too. I mean, I know a lot of my friends definitely love to fish. They go fishing with me all the time. Most of them are girls. I'd say from a lot of the guides I've even spoken with, or even guides who run charters, it's more common that the daughters go out with them than even their sons, at least from everyone that I've talked to. So, I mean, I definitely see it as a huge, huge sport for women that is growing.
Have you noticed that? I'm writing a feature on fishing for this next issue of our magazine, and I noticed some kind of like face wrap that keeps the sun's rays off your face and neck. Have you noticed people wearing those more and more?
Yeah, yes, I have actually.
Isn't that kind of weird? I mean, I appreciate it, but I mean, it's weird looking.
Yeah, it is pretty strange looking. I personally don't wear those, but I do know a couple people that use them. Usually people that burn really easily, or, you know, they get wind burns. So I'd say it's pretty practical for people like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you live in a place where the sun is really hot in Florida. So
yeah.
Keep that sunscreen on.
Right. But it is, I love this. I love Florida. I don't think I could live anywhere else, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of outdoor things to do in Florida.
There is. Mm-hmm.
Well, give me just kind of a final thought. Do you have any advice for young women who want to become a pro angler?
I would just say follow your dreams, you know, as crazy or corny as that sounds. But it's true, you know, you're going to get criticism. You're going to get people who question you or don't believe that you're really out there reeling in that, you know, 30 plus pound redfish, but just keep doing what you love and success will always follow.
Thank you very much, Brooke Thomas. We've appreciate you having you on today, and we'll look forward to further exploits as you move into hopefully pro fishing.
Well, thank you for that.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.